Okay, so we're moving into the end of the extra part of Psukah D'Zimra, the beginning of Psukah D'Zimra on Shabbos, Ranunu Tzadikim. So we say, Ranunu Tzadikim B'Hashem, La'isharim Nava Sehila. Sing joyfully, righteous ones before Hashem, for the upright praise is fitting. And the Gemara says, do not read it as Nava Sehila, praise is fitting, but Neve Sehila, a place for praise. And Rashi says this means that the upright will be praised for the structures that they erect. And the Gemara says this refers to David and Moshe Rabbeinu, whose enemies were not able to derive any benefit from any of their handiwork. And the Radak and others learned that it's proper for the Tzaddikim and the Yesharim to praise Hashem as they understood the actions of Hashem and His handiwork and chesed that He does with His creations. Hodul Hashem b'chinah b'nevel osr zamrulo. Give thanks to Hashem with the harp, with the 10-string lyre, make music to Him. The Evin Ezra brings Rabbi Moshe, who learns the navel, that this lyre had 10 strings. However, most Mefarshim, based on the pasuk that we say in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, say it says, Alei Osar v'Alei Novel. They learn that they're two separate instruments. And the Radak says, musical instruments awaken the nefesh of the person, which is why the type of music one listens to has a very big effect on the person, because music talks to the nefesh, talks to the neshama. And we're talking about a time here of Mashiach, as we see in this next pasuk, Shirulo Shir Chadosh, Heitivu Nagim Besrua. Sing him a new song, play with sounds of deepest feelings. And then it says, David learns to sing with a nice and beautiful tune with deep feeling. The Mosef Rashi says, we're speaking, as we said, Lasad Lovo, in the future, as we use the masculine Shir Chadosh and not the feminine of Shir Chadosha, which is what we normally use. And the Mechilta tells us that all the Yeshuos that we will go through, they will eventually all give birth to Tzoros, just as an Akeva gives birth to a baby. However, the future singing will be the final Geula, just as a man cannot give birth, neither will the future Geula be able to have anything after that. Ki yosher dvar Hashem v'chol maseyu be'amuna, for upright is the word of Hashem, and all his deeds are done with faithfulness. The Radak and others learn that the Xeris of Hashem and His Mishpatim are straight, and everything is done with faithfulness. Faithfulness, and there's no iniquity. Tzadikim and Yesharim recognize this and admit His righteousness and His straightness. And if something bad happens, they praise Hashem and admit His righteousness and recognize it's for their good. And what Hashem is doing is being done with faithfulness. And when they recognize this, they praise Hashem out of happiness and a glad heart for the bad as they would for the good, because they know that this bad is really good for them. And as the Gemara tells us, Kishen Shemavarchem ala Tov, Kach Mavarchem ala Ro, just like we make a bracha on good things, we're supposed to make brachos on bad things. And that we're constantly supposed to say, Kol Mada Ovid Rachmano Latav Ovid. And we also have to remember, Bona Matem L'Shem Elokeichem, and we know that a father will never do something bad to his child, even though sometimes in the child's eye it looks that way. But a father never does anything bad, Kal v'chomer Hashem, and it's all being done through Yashrus and Emunah. Oev tzedako mishpat chesed Hashem mola ha'aretz. He loves charity and justice, the kindness of Hashem fills the earth. And the Gemara learns anyone who performs even a small amount of tzedakah, as is right and proper, is regarded as though he filled the whole world in its entirety with kindness. And the Mefarshim explain that this is talking about someone who gives tzedakah with the utmost joy, with a humble spirit, and realizes that it's the property of Hashem. Also, he's giving the maximum that he's capable of giving. And when he gives tzedakah in this ideal way, even if objectively it's a small amount, he is nevertheless considered as if he has given all the tzedakah in the world. And then it says, David learns he does chesed with all of his creations. And the Radak says he will sometimes do tzedakah and sometimes mishpat, but the chesed will always win out. And just like Hashem loves to do chesed, He loves it when His creations do it too. B'dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu V'ruch Piv Kol Tzavam. By the word of Hashem the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host. And the Gemara tells us, as we have learned, that from here speech is considered an action. And therefore one who recites Vayichulu, as we mentioned in Friday night's davening, becomes a partner with Hashem within creation. The Mosef Rashi says Ruach Piv means Dibor. And since speech is just breath from one's mouth, the pasuk calls it ruach. And the Mitzvah David says, Tzivam Adam Malachim. And the Gemara learns from here that with every dibur of Hashem, a malach is created. Konis kaned mehayom nosein bo tzaretz tahomos. He assembles like a wall the waters of the sea. He places the deep waters in vaults. And the Gemara brings a machlokas tanoim, how we learn this pasuk. One man d'amar says, what caused the storehouses to be filled with the rain is the tahomos, the waters of the deep, meaning the rain which originates in the waters of the ocean. And the other man d'amar says that the whole world was covered in water, and Hashem gathered the water into storehouses, into the oceans, and placed a wall, the sand, as its boundary. And the Mefarshim learned that even though the waters are higher than the ground and should really flood the earth, Hashem does chesed that the waters do not leave their boundaries, because if they did, the world would only be a place for fish. Yiru me Hashem kol haaretz mimenu yiguru kol yoshvei sevel. Fear Hashem, all of earth, of him be in dread, all inhabitants of the world. And the Mefarshim explained, since all was created by his speech, and he established a place for us to be able to live, we therefore should all fear Hashem. Ki amar vayehi hutziva vayamod. For he spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm. And the Gemara tells us that it makes sense for a man to have any attraction to, that a man should not have any attraction to a woman, except that it says, ki hu amar vayehi. And it makes sense not having children, except that again it says, hutziva vayamod. And the Radak learns that Hashem created the world, and in his hand is everything. And people have no power to change anything from what Hashem commanded. And no one can alter any gzeros that Hashem placed upon him through his strength or wealth. And what he thinks to do won't happen if it's not within Hashem's desire. And the Mitzvah David tells us that the way he said it should be is how it will be forever. Hashem hefer etzaz goyim heini makshavos amim. Hashem annuls the counsel of the nations. He disrupts the intention of peoples. And the Sforno learns this was at Migdal Bavel, where Hashem disrupted their plans and switched and changed all their languages. The Radak explains the plural goyim, that even if all the nations had one idea and they were all in agreement, Hashem will overturn their plans. Atzas Hashem olam tamod makshavos libi lidar vadar. The counsel of Hashem will stand forever, the thoughts of his heart throughout all generations. And Evan Ezra and Radak learn that this is just connected the last pasuk, that it's Atzas Hashem, which is opposite to Atzas Goyim, and the Machshavos Libo is opposite of the Machshavos Amim. And then Mitzvah David says, there is no one to be Mevatel his Eitzah, and it will stand forever. And the Sforno says, just like we saw at the Tower of Bavel, he spread them out, and it remained in that way. Ashrei Hagoy Asher Hashem Elokav Ha'am Bachar Lenachlalo. Praiseworthy is the nation for whom Hashem is their God, the people he chose for his heritage. And the Radak learns, praiseworthy is the nation who believes Hashem is running everything, and also that he chose us as a nation. As it says in Chumash, Es Hashem Ha'amart Hayom Liyusachol Elokim, you distinguished Hashem today to be a God for you. And the next pasuk then says, Va'Hashem Hemirch Hayom Liyusachol Amsegula, and Hashem distinguished you today to be for him a treasured people. And the Malbim says, praiseworthy is all the nations that recognize that Hashem is God, but even more praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem chose for him. Mishamayim hibit Hashem ra'az kol b'nei adam. From heaven Hashem looks down, he sees all mankind. And so David says, even though he's in Shemayim, he sees all of man's actions. And the Sforno says he's involved in all of mankind. And the Radak says that the nation of the last pasuk knows that Hashem is watching and is involved, as opposed to everyone else who says the world runs on its own. Mimachon shifto hishkiach al kol yoshvei haaretz. From his dwelling place, he oversees all inhabitants of earth. And the Radak and others say, David is just repeating again what he said to strengthen our amunah, that Hashem sees all and knows everything we do. And the Malbim learns these last two psukim talk about two types of Hashem's supervision. The first pasuk talks about the general supervision, the laws of nature, while the second pasuk talks about Hashem's close and personal supervision based upon our ma'asim, based upon our deeds and actions. Hayotzer yachad libam hameven al kol ma'aseyim. He fashions their hearts all together. He comprehends all their deeds. And the Gemara says, on the day in which he fashioned their hearts, he created them, he understands and analyzes and judges all of their deeds. And the Gemara also says that even though every person passes one by one, Hashem examines us with one full glance. And Rabbi Chaim Friedlander explains that there's two elements of the judgment that take place on this day of Rosh Hashanah. We are judged individually, as we are responsible to act properly to keep the world running, as it says that it was worthwhile to create the entire universe for one person's sake alone. And when we play a specific role within the klal, Hashem judges us also in one glance to see if we have all done our part. And the Radak and others learn that the one who created them will know them, and since he knows their hearts, he certainly knows their deeds. Ein ha-melech noshib rav choyel gibra lo yinotzeb rav koach. A king is not saved by a great army, nor is a hero rescued by great strength. And the Radak and Mitzvot David learn that this proves everything runs through Hashem's hashkacha. Because if things ran by nature, the king with the bigger army should always win. And we know that is not so. Sancheriv was constantly victorious until he took the credit for himself. And when he came to conquer Yerushalayim with a tremendous army, he was entirely wiped out. He would win because Hashem said so. And when Hashem said he would lose, his big army couldn't save him. Also Goliath, with all his strength and might, fell in the hands of David, who was very young at that time. So we see everything runs by Hashem's will. Sheker asus l'tshuav rovchelo l'imalit. False is the horse for salvation. Despite its great strength, it provides no escape. And the Radak says Hashem gives the horse the strength, and when Hashem doesn't want the horse to succeed, he causes it to fall, and it won't save its rider. And the Malbim learns so too all tools at man's disposal, just like horses, won't be able to save him if Hashem decrees differently. Behold, the eye of Hashem is on those who fear him, upon those who await his kindness. The Radak learns, those who trust on their armies won't be saved. But those who fear Hashem and await his chesed, Hashem watches them and saves them from those large armies. The Eben Ezra says they fear him only, and not also a melech bas of Adam, and they await for only his chesed. To rescue their soul from death, and to sustain them in famine. And the Mitzvot David says he will save them even if nature is the opposite. And the Radak learns he saves them from war and will help them live through a hunger. Since they await his chesed, that causes things to feed them amongst and throughout that hunger. Our soul longed for Hashem, our help, and our shield is his. And the Radak learns, since our souls longed for Hashem, he saves us. The Eben Ezra says, since we see the Yirei Hashem, and those who await his chesed are saved, therefore our souls long for Hashem. And he is our help against the nations, and our shield against the king. Kivo yismach libeinu ki v'shem kacho v'tachnu, for in him our hearts be glad, for in his holy name we trusted. And the Radak explains, when we are saved from bad, our hearts will be glad. Because we'll recognize that the Yeshua came only through Hashem. Because in his holy name we trusted, therefore he saved us. And the Mitzvot David says, similarly, in his salvation our hearts will be glad, because we trusted in him, and it's Hashem's way to save those who have trusted in him. Yichaslecha Hashem aleinu kasher yichalnu loch, may your kindness, Hashem, be upon us, just as we awaited you. And the Mefarshim learn that the kindness that Hashem gives is dependent on our hope in him. And the Malbim says that I ask that we shouldn't need to wait a long time for the chesed of Hashem. Rather, it should come immediately as we await you and save us immediately. And the story and the homework, so as we know, davening ties together with Amunasam. So there was this email that a child knows how much his father loves him throughout the day, and he has a feel of security and confidence, and he's assured that he always has someone to turn to for anything he needs, whether it's advice, financial assistance, or just a listening ear. And this is especially true if the father is a person of unique stature, strength, means, or wisdom. The more the person learns about Emunah, the more he realizes that he has this father, with an unlimited supply of everything he needs, and who loves him more than he ever could imagine. Hashem is constantly available for us, and he wants more than anything to be close to us. And if we truly realize how involved he is at every second of every day, we would feel so relaxed and at ease. We should never make the mistake of thinking that Hashem is involved only in our spiritual lives or is only there when we're in shul. He's involved in every detail of our lives, even in the most mundane aspects. Those who understand this are able to turn to Hashem for help countless times throughout the day. And he brings a story of someone who was from the U.S. that was visiting, from London that was visiting the U.S. And he spent some time in Brooklyn and some time in New Jersey. And throughout the trip, he was spending money using his debit card. And one morning, while in New Jersey, he needed to take out some money, and he went to the ATM, and the machine rejected his card. And he tried several times, but he had the same result. And he said to himself, the machine doesn't decide anything. It's all up to Hashem. And he davened to Hashem, asking to get the money that he desperately needed at that moment. And he went back to the machine and tried it again, and this time it worked. And after he took out the money, his curiosity took control. And he said, you know, let me just try one more time. And he found that his card was rejected. The next day, he called the bank, and he learned that the bank had put his card on hold, as it was being used in different states in a foreign country, and it aroused their suspicion. So the man mentioned to them that at one point, the machine did accept this card, and he took out, you know, so much money. And they said there was no record of any withdrawal made the previous day. It had never registered in the system, which was clearly, as we see, Hashem helping his child in need. And he brings another story of someone who was wanted to apply to a certain position that would advance his career. And they told him that there were only two spots left, and in order to apply, he would have to come on a certain day, which that year fell out on Yom Kippur. And he asked them to reserve an appointment for his application, and he went on Yom Kippur to shul, and he davened to Hashem, begging him to be able to get that position. And the next day, he went to the office to submit the application, even though he didn't have an appointment that day. And there were numerous lines on which he could wait. And he chose one, hoping that that clerk would be agreeable. When his turn came, the representative declined his request, noting that the applications for the position were only being accepted the day before. And the man noticed that the representative had a Persian last name, and he began talking to him in Persian. And the representative was delighted and gave him a large, warm smile. And they had a nice conversation. And he said, today's your lucky day. Because of your Persian, I'm going to help you. And he got that position. So we see that Hashem has many different ways. And if we believe that Hashem is the one who's running it and not the person, not the clerk, not the machine, not anything else that's going on, but it's Hashem at the end of the day that's running the show, then by turning to Him, then Hashem as our loving Father will answer our tefillos and give us, whether again it's something on the national level, something on the someone, you know, befraud in someone's life, and in that way, Bezer Hashem, with proper tefillos, will be zochet to the Mashiach, the Gula B'Mehar B'Yameinu, and the homework, obviously, again, is when we get to Ranu Tzadikim next Shabbos, to think about what Ranu Tzadikim is saying, what we're saying at that point, and appreciate the tefillah.